Let's take a look at the asset management ratios, starting with inventory turnover and asset turnover as a pair. Now, what's interesting about these two ratios is that all of them so far have always been comparing stocks to stocks or flows to flows in the ratio. So if you go back up to something like the current ratio, it's current liabilities and current assets, two things are on the balance sheet, or something like the times interest earned ratio, which is earnings before interest and taxes and interest expense. Those are both items that are on the income statement. The asset management ones are the first ones that are taking a look at a flow versus stock comparison. Now, what you have for the inventory turnover ratio is in the numerator, total revenue. And so the scale of that number is going to differ depending upon whether you're looking at an annual or a quarterly figure. And you have to be very careful about this distinction when you're dealing with any one of these asset management ratios that compares things from the income statement to the balance sheet. Because the income statement for a quarter is only going to have things that are a fourth of what they'll be on the annual scale. So it looks at total revenue in the numerator, and the denominator, it has average inventory balance. Now, what that is, if you take the amount of inventory you see on the balance sheet on the day the ending period of the income statement, and you take the amount of inventory that's on a balance sheet on the previous balance sheet, meaning when the income statement just started, and just average the two together, that's the amount of inventory that you have. So what your inventory turnover ratio is supposed to get you is how many times you sell through your inventory over that period you have for the income statement. Now, this number here is very sensitive to what industry you're supposed to be in. And so my two examples, as I probably told you earlier on this one, are a fast food restaurant that's really high turnaround where they turn through their inventory, all those buns, frozen patties, and tomatoes three times a day, or something like a antiques shop, which may go ahead and burn through its inventory much more slowly. And again, my joke is always, it's like they bought them new and turned them into antiques there. Now, here's where you gotta decide what's important to you, because with the inventory turnover ratio, the right answer is likely to be something in the middle. Because if something is too low, there's going to be some advantages and disadvantages to it. So if the inventory turnover ratio is low, which means that you have really, really large inventories relative to revenue, it's expensive, because if you have a large inventory, that means that you're going to be paying the loan that you used in order to purchase the inventory, and there's an interest expense associated with that. In order to have a large inventory, you have to protect the inventory, you have to make sure that the elements don't get to it, and if it's, you know, something which has the potential of going bad or has to be humidity controlled, you need to maintain this environment that's here. So holding a lot of inventory can be very expensive. It's not to say there aren't advantages to having a large inventory. If you have a large inventory, it means that if somebody comes in, you're more than likely, or you're more likely, to be able to satisfy them in what they want. Now, you may think about it in terms of, say, a large order, but you can also think about it in terms of the variety of things that you hold. So take, for example, two different extremes, and I'm going to talk about hardware stores here. If you go to a big box hardware store, what they're very good at is having quite a bit of just a few items that's there. So they have a lot of inventory, but they isolate themselves in a couple of products there. They don't have absolutely everything. Other kinds of hardware stores, like I have a neighborhood Ace, has seemingly like one or two of what looks like to be absolutely everything. Okay, so they've taken a slightly different approach. Now, if you want to go for the absolute extreme in hardware stores, go check out Hippo Hardware, because they have everything. If you need like a little knob from a, you know, 1930s bathtub, they seem to have it there. So again, large inventories, the advantage is if you don't lose a lot of sales. Now, if you're clever with this kind of thing and a customer comes in and can't find something, usually markdown, you can collect that kind of data to decide what you should be ordering in larger volumes in order to find that right inventory turnover ratio for you. But, you know, it's supposed to be an indication of how likely you are to actually satisfy a customer if they're walking in for a spike. Now, the probability assessment that I'm trying to put onto this one is that the inventory turnover ratio will give you an indication of how likely a firm is to be able to satisfy a large one-time increase in sales. So you may think of this as being able to have someone walk in and say, I want 1,000 hamburgers, or I'm going to go ahead and need, 8,000 board feet or something along those lines. You'll be able to satisfy that little spike because you have this reservoir of product sitting right there. Again, it's a balance of cost of holding it versus the benefits of not missing some sales.